I'm pleased to be joined now by Coburg's Ethan Miedema.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
Yeah, well, congratulations first on the NHL draft, something you've been working towards a long time. We're going to talk more about it, but just first off, you know, I guess just describe the feeling of now having been through the draft and selected by the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I said in an interview there that I didn't really have any words, and it was just such a shock that, you know, a childhood dream has came true. And, you know, just being at Dev Camp over the past 6 or 7 days when I was there, it was, you know, a true testament to how the NHL really is and how well they treat us just as prospects.
Yeah, that's great. So you mentioned, you know, a dream for a long time. First, take me back to some of those early years. I mean, a lot of people would know your parents, but also I want to mention your grandfather because, I mean, he was around the rinks all the time as the arena manager, Harry Jeske. Talk about growing up around the rinks.
Yeah, he was the one who probably introduced me to hockey the most. Just being at Cobra Career Games, he'd pick me up and we'd go and have a fun time. I'd get in with him and would sit just kind of by the glass where the you know, the Zamboni comes out. And just, you know, I was at the rink lots in the back area, and just being at those kind of games, I really looked up to those guys. And then you kind of continue on, and he eventually got Leaf tickets through work and being at Toronto Maple Leaf games. And like I said, it was a childhood dream. And yeah, he's had a huge emphasis on you know, me getting to this point so far.
Well, and talk about the rest of that family's support too. I guess maybe mention your parents and siblings' names again.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cliche to say that, you know, your parents are people who have helped you the most, but truly, you know, they're both my heroes, and they put in so much of their time, so much money, and so much effort into me. And, you know, this is a lot, you know, I get a lot of credit for this, but a lot of it should be reflected on them and what they've done for me over the, you know, the past, I guess, 18 year, not 18 years, but ever since I started playing hockey.
Yeah. And, sorry, can you tell me their names again?
Yeah. Amy and Jeremy.
Yeah. And, your brothers?
Colby and Zach, and they've been great supporters as well. You know, both my brothers just, you know, support me through, everything.
A lot of time spent at the rink as well, right? Watching you play.
Yeah, for sure. It's a lot of their time as well.
What was it about when you were young that you really enjoyed about playing hockey?
I think at the start it was kind of just, like I said, my grandpa got me into it and was put into it. A lot of kids locally played, and it just kind of took off from there. I eventually fell in love with the game and have you know, a really strong passion for it, and enjoy, you know, skating and training. So I think just when I really thought that this was something I could do maybe at, you know, probably age 13 or 14, you know, I put a lot of extra work, whereas other kids at that age maybe are, you know, trying other things or doing other sports. But I've really, you know, I've played other sports, but it's always been hockey first, and really thought that I could, you know, have a career. And yeah, like I said, just lots of countless hours that are unseen, or just that go, yeah, I guess just are unseen.
Yeah. So you played locally for Northumberland. At what point did you make the jump to AAA in Quinte?
So I never played for the Nighthawks. I played for the Cobra Cougars when they were still a thing for few years.
Yep.
And then Quinte didn't have novice for AAA at that time, so I actually played in Clarington for a few years. And then for minor peewee and onwards to minor midget, I went to Quinte because that's when Coburg and Port Hope amalgamated for the AA center, so then they thought we should make one AAA boundary, and that went to Quinte. And then from minor peewee, major peewee, both years at Bantam and minor midget, I've been a Red Devil.
Excellent. And even when I started speaking to you back then around the time of the OHL draft when you were eligible, I mean, you talked at that time just about how much work went into it, like you said, that extra training just to make the OHL level, let alone now the NHL level.
Yeah, and, you know, being drafted is one thing, but, you know, I think we had 8 picks this year, and not 8 guys are making the team in the next few years, so it really cuts that number down even more. It's, you know, you can't really do enough, and those 8 guys are, you know, working really hard to push and make that team eventually as well. So it just gets lower and lower and lower for numbers and trying to crack the lineup, and not necessarily crack the lineup, but also stay in the NHL, which is, I know, still years away for me, but it's something that is, you know, on my mind and something that I'm definitely working towards.
What was it like to get drafted by the Windsor Spitfires? And I think you were the highest pick ever by a local player, 4th overall?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was it like making that transition to Windsor? And then this year you were part of a huge trade deadline deal involving Shane Wright going the other way. So I guess just talk about your OHL experiences to date.
Yeah. My rookie year in Windsor, we had a really strong team and was led by some really high-end talent and guys that will play in the NHL one day and are already playing in the NHL one day, like Wyatt Johnston, Will Cooley, Matthew Maggio, 3 guys that are, you know, going to be NHL players, and or if they're not already. And yeah, just trying to soak in a lot from them. They, you know, are true leaders and put a lot of time in, and that's, you know, a prime example of guys that put work in and eventually make it. So I think just that was probably the biggest takeaway because of how strong of a team we were. And then, yeah, like you said, being in the trade this year taught me a pretty big lesson. It's, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and jobs are on the line and spots in the lineup are on the line. And with owners wanting to win, wanting to sell players to build for next years and other years, there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I'm just trying to keep telling myself, like, it is what it is. And I'm looking forward to next year in Kingston, and the Windsor kind of era is not really on my mind as much. Obviously, I still keep in touch with all, you know, the friendships and relationships I built over there. But before you said that, you know, it's not on my mind. I'm a Frontenac now and really just looking forward to taking another big step next year in the black and gold.
Yeah, definitely. And I was going to ask you, like, you spent half a season in Kingston. What was that like? A little bit closer to home and... Yeah, just more of an up-and-coming group as opposed to a team that I think thought they were hoping to make a deep run in Windsor. What's it been like in Kingston with this group?
Yeah, obviously much different. You go from Windsor was a number one seed and, you know, was really trying to push and make a huge run in the playoffs versus Kingston. You know, we had trouble scoring goals. We didn't win a ton. And, you know, it was a building year at the end of the day. And just a total different system, different billets, different teammates, different style of play, different line mates. So getting adjusted to, you know, not only the on-ice part, but, you know, I'm living 6 hours away from where I was and still away from home at, you know, I was 17 years old then. So just, you know, having even other people support me as well along the way. So I think just having that entire transition was, you know, it was taught me a lesson, like I said, but I know it'll pay off. And yeah, next year is going to be a big year for me.
Did you see, you must have saw a lot more support in the stands in Kingston.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I got, you know, my family was able to come down more often and saw, you know, my brothers and parents, grandparents, more. And yeah, that was good to kind of be back with them a little bit more often versus you know, once a month, say, if my parents or family would come down to Windsor.
So for the leading up to the draft, talk about all the lead up going to maybe the combine and all the pre-draft interviews. Like what was that like?
Yeah, it's cool. Like I kind of said, teams are spending lots of hours trying to figure you out on that, not only as a player on the ice, but also as a person, and seeing kind of what type of kid you are, seeing confidence levels, seeing how you speak as a kid, seeing what your attitude's like talking to other people. So I think it's just most important just to be yourself and not try and be someone you're not, because then a team takes you, and if you're not that person, it's kind of, you know, what's going on. But yeah, just trying to be yourself and also enjoying it. I've heard lots of people just say it goes by pretty quick, and you even see it with another local guy last year, Owen Beck, who you know, went to the combine and was drafted, and even just him talking to me, he's, you know, biggest thing is just to enjoy it. It's something that doesn't happen more than once, and you know, you're only drafted once to the NHL, so just really trying to take it, as cliche as it sounds, day by day, and really trying to just soak in all the experiences, like you said, with the interviews, the combine, and the actual draft itself.
Well, when I talked to Owen about this, I remember last year when he was drafted, as I was watching, I saw you were there to support him.
Yep, and he was at my draft as well.
Oh, nice.
And sat with me in the row.
Oh, that's great. So for the interviews, what was your interview with Buffalo? Well, first off, how many teams talked to you? Like, did every team talk to you or just a certain amount? And, yeah, what stood out about the interview with Buffalo, I guess?
Yeah, so it's kind of just like at the combine, teams can to talk to you if they want to, I guess. I didn't talk to every single team, and even you bring it back from after games in Kingston or Windsor during the year, sometimes teams would like to talk to you then, or even after, you know, on off days, on Zoom calls or anything like that. So I've had a few kind of interviews with Buffalo during the year, and then I had Buffalo's interview at the combine, obviously, like I said, and yeah, it just went really well. I don't think anything stood out specifically. I think just I had a, you know, decent feeling that, you know, it went well, and just, you know, I think I spoke well and had good answers, and it's hard to say, like, it's pretty nerve-wracking going into those interviews, so I don't really remember everything from every single interview, but...
Yeah. So as you're sitting there at the draft, I guess what was it like to go through that experience, just going through the picks and waiting for your name to be called?
Yeah, you know, you don't really have any idea when you're going, but just, you know, like I said, the teams you've talked to at the combine or had, you know, strong feelings or strong interviews with, you maybe have an idea when their pick comes up, maybe they'll take you. But at the end of the day, some team could just take you if they don't think you're going to be there, or, like, it's honestly, you don't know where you're going at all. So
yeah.
Just trying to keep an open mind. And when Buffalo, you know, called my name from the Kingston Frontenacs, you know, just super excited, high emotions, and just hugging all my family in the row and friends. And, yeah, like I said, it was kind of a blur as well, but going down there, shaking Kevin Adams' hand, the GM, and when he gave me the jersey and hat, it's a pretty surreal feeling, and yeah, like, I won't forget that day at all.
Yeah, obviously you didn't go into great details, but yeah, when you met them, what was kind of their message to you at the table?
Just that they're happy to have me. I think I learned more at dev camp, because, like you said, it was pretty quick just sitting there at you know, at the table when they've got other picks to worry about and stuff. But then I went up to the lounge area, met the, you know, the other scouts, maybe the European scouts or other people I haven't met the organization yet that weren't in the combine interview. And yeah, like I said, it's tough to remember everything just because it's such a blur.
I'm sure it was. Talk about the support you had in Nashville. How many family, friends, like who was there to be part of this with you?
Yeah, so I didn't really want, like, a huge, huge group there. I'd rather do something at home just with family and friends. But, yeah, so my mom, my dad, my two younger brothers, Owen, like I said, and then my girlfriend. So six of them, and then me would be seven. And then my agent was there as well, obviously. And, yeah, so I'm sure I'll, you know, I'm catching up with family when we got back home, and I'm sure we'll do something, you know, soon for me, just a little celebratory thing.
And I remember last year when Owen was drafted, and it was the same for you. So you get drafted, then right away you're at basically at development camp. So such a quick transition, I guess, from the draft to you're back on the ice with your new team.
Yeah, exactly. I think I was drafted Thursday night, and I was skating in Buffalo on Saturday.
Wow.
So like you said, it's you got that day in between, and it's really it's a quick turnaround.
Yeah. Tell me about development camp. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was unreal. Like I was saying earlier, it's a true testament to how they treat their players. And I don't exactly know how it is in other organizations, but Buffalo seems like I don't think I could have asked for anything else. They treated us with everything we could have asked for and welcomed us like we were. I've been there for, you know, years, and got anything we need, any questions, we're free to ask. And it was just a very welcoming kind of atmosphere, and just to really enjoy it. It wasn't really a evaluation camp. It was more just to learn about the organization and kind of have fun with it. Obviously, first impressions are important, but at the end of the day, they always said to just have fun and try not to worry about anything else.
And just your thoughts on being drafted by Buffalo, a team that really seems to be, you know, building a good young group there that that you hope to be a part of in the next few years.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Kingston. I think they had some lower years in the past, same as Kingston. And you know, both teams are definitely up and coming and on the come up. And, you know, going to, I think Buffalo will definitely make the playoffs next year. And Kingston will for sure make the playoffs as well. And yeah, the Sabres just, like I said, it's a really, it's a great organization. They treat us really well. And it's unbelievable facilities and, you know, the locker room, we got that tour, and just the entire rink itself, it's special.
How do you prepare now for the upcoming OHL season? And do you go to Sabres training camp, or do you know yet?
So, yeah, I've just been training since, you know, hockey's been over, and then I'll go to Kingston for a week or so, and then hopefully be at Buffalo camp after that for however long, and then you know, be back in Kingston after that for Frontenac's season. And yeah, a lot of it's still kind of open, and I don't exactly know details yet because I just got home, but yep. That's the plan for now.
Excellent. And just finally, I know you have a lot of supporters here in Cobourg and area. What do you say to your supporters back home?
Just thanks for all the support. Although they're, you know, I don't get to see everyone every day that supports me. You know, I know how many people support me, and Cobourg's a very small town, and everything gets around, and it's really, you know, it makes me feel good that my hard work's paying off. And yeah, just thank you to everyone who has, you know, just kind of supported me and my family through this, you know, special process.
Well, that's great. Ethan, thanks so much again for taking the time, and congratulations. And yeah, I look forward to seeing what you do next.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk later.